Janet Malcolm is a writer for The New Yorker. Her controversial articles on the ethics of journalism are now the basis of a new book called The Journalist and the Murderer. Book critic John Leonard has this review.
Last year in The New Yorker, Janet Malcolm attacked Joe McGinnis for bad faith. While writing Fatal Vision, his bestseller on the Jeffrey McDonald murder case, McGinnis had pretended to be McDonald's friend and to believe in his innocence. From prison, Jeffrey sued Joe, not for slander, but for breach of contract. Looking at the smarmy letters Joe wrote to Jeffrey, Malcolm decided that the author had not only lied to and exploited the prisoner, but alas and alack, and I quote, "Every journalist knows that what he does is morally indefensible. He is a kind of confidence man, preying on people's vanity, ignorance, or loneliness, gaining their trust and betraying them without remorse." At this, many reporters bellowed in rage, some of them cried in their beer, and one of them, John Taylor, reminded readers of New York Magazine that Malcolm herself had been just as cozy with an unpleasant shrink whom she later savaged and who sued her just like Jeff and Joe. Because Malcolm had written so much about Freud and psychoanalysis, Taylor suggested that maybe her attack on McGinnis was a kind of guilty projection or displacement. More rage, more tears, and lots of journalism school symposiums on ethics. Now we get the book, which is Malcolm's original article, a couple of footnotes, and a 15-page afterword that entirely ignores the substance of Taylor's counterattack. Because Malcolm writes so well about fiction, biography, romantic myth, Philip Roth, and Joseph Conrad, it's possible to body surf these waves of rhythmic prose all the way to her complacent shore without ever really noticing that she's almost always wrong, in general and in the particulars. Unlike McGinnis, Malcolm didn't attend McDonald's trial, but she nevertheless believes him innocent, on a hunch, in the face of evidence about which she's astonishingly cavalier, uninformative, and dismissive, like the bloody syringe, the blue threads, the left chest puncture, and Kimberly's urine. She refuses to mention, much less confront, the real threat of a breach of contract suit against a writer, an end run around the libel laws and the First Amendment. It occurs to her that lawyers often cajole, just like journalists. It does not occur to her that so do parents, so do all of us in the real world. If McGinnis invented his own McDonald, so does Malcolm invent her own McGinnis, out of what seems in these pages to be an unacknowledged personal antipathy. And at one point she even contradicts herself on who holds the upper hand. The subject, she says, like the patient, dominates the relationship and calls the shots. The journalist cannot create his subjects any more than the analyst can create his patients. So what's all the fuss about? If I'm inclined to believe Joe more than Janet, without entirely trusting either of them since they both have their career agendas, it's because from Joe I get more facts and less irony. This is often a problem with The New Yorker. Finally, crucially, not every journalist betrays his subject. Not Tony Lucas in Common Ground, not James Agee or George Orwell or Ida Tarbell or I.F. Stone or Penny LaRue or Donald Woods, and so on. An honor roll with which any journalist ought to acquaint herself before, from a glass house, she slings stones.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine, is a columnist for New York Newsday, and is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed The Journalist and the Murderer by Janet Malcolm.